The text for our sermon this evening first comes from Psalm 41, and it's verse 9 this evening. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. God's grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, back in the old days, we had that television show that captured many people's attention. I know I was always kind of puzzled by it, but the show of Unsolved Mysteries. There's something about us that really appreciates, well, things that are unsolved, things that there just isn't an answer to. I mean, this feeds conspiracy theories a lot of times, and a lot of things we just don't know we like to speculate about. And as I was reflecting on this text this week, one of the mysteries that I know I contemplate and wonder in my mind is which is the greater surprise, which is the greater mystery? That we would pay Jesus' kindness and love and mercy, that we would repay his love, his kindness and mercy, that we would repay that with sin. It's a mystery, doesn't make sense. Or is the greater mystery that Jesus would repay all of our offenses against him, all of our doubts and all of our sin, that he repays that with forgiveness? What is the greater mystery? Well, it is tonight in our reading, David in Psalm 41, verse 9, he kind of follows along those lines of that mystery of betrayal and mercy and repaying for betrayal. It's a puzzling thing, David says, it's a mystery, that a close friend of his would repay kindness and service and mercy with betrayal. But also Jesus and his betrayer, Judas. That Jesus, who was a teacher of Judas, he taught him. He cared for Judas. He enrolled Judas as a disciple. He washed Judas's feet. He preached to Judas. He probably walked along the road one-on-one with Judas and spoke to him just man-to-man. Judas witnessed the miracles. Jesus included his betrayer in all his activities, all his preaching. Never once did he exclude him. That this disciple would repay all of that with betrayal. Yet perhaps even more puzzling is that Jesus would repay Judas's betrayal and our sin and the sins of the whole world. How does Christ, as Maundy Thursday rolls around, how does Christ repay the betrayal, the lies? He does it, he repays it by giving his life on the cross. What is the greater mystery? Is it that we so often repay Christ not with faith and love, but with doubt, impatience, and anger? Or is the greater mystery that God offers complete and absolute forgiveness to those who he knows will sin against him again? Well, there is no mystery of God's love. Tonight we begin to see the love of God unfold in that he would give his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We're not entirely sure who David was speaking about in our verse, the context for Psalm 41, this particular one. It's not because we don't know who betrayed David, but it's just there were so many. David served first and worked with King Saul. He served him valiantly. And how did King Saul repay it? But with jealousy, and tried to kill David multiple times. He betrayed David. Then there was also Ahithophel, who was a trusted advisor of David, very close to him. But then he teamed up with another person who betrayed David, his son Absalom. David was betrayed by many people who were very close to him. The Hebrew here, it could even be David's son Absalom. And the reason why we think that could be, even though David says, even my close friend, is that close friend is not exactly what Hebrew says here. When you translate it literally from the Hebrew, it says, even my man of peace has betrayed me. Even my man of peace has become my enemy. Someone that David relied upon for peace. And then it moves and says, someone who's broken bread with me, someone who's had fellowship with me. Having a meal with someone is a sign of fellowship, a sign of relationship. When you invite someone out to eat, it's a sign that there's no hostilities. There's no disagreement. There's no reason to fight. There's no mystery. There shouldn't be. The 23rd Psalm expresses this thought in talking about how God, our good shepherd, prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. There's peace and you can eat because there's no fighting. There's no threat that can jeopardize your safety, so you are free to focus on your food and receive the gifts of God. You can let your guard down because there's unity. David laments that the one who he sat at table with now lifts his heel against him. The friendship was just a lie. It was a scam. David's man of peace used peace as a means to accomplish violence, to get near him, to betray. And you heard it in our reading, in the gospel reading. This is where this Psalm 41 really becomes Christological. Jesus quotes this psalm on Monday, Thursday. You heard it in our gospel reading. After washing the disciples' feet, Jesus washed the heel that would be lifted up against him, the heel that would crush him. John 13, truly, truly, I say to you, a servant's not greater than his master, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. David had been a faithful king. He provided safety for his kingdom. He provided daily bread for his people. He considered the needs of his people before he owned. And what did David get in return? Betrayal. Jesus says Psalm 41 is about him. That David's life was a preview of what the Son of God would endure. But betrayal isn't just part of David's life. It wasn't just something Jesus experienced. But I think it's pretty safe to say we've all experienced betrayal. We've also all been on both sides of betrayal. We've been on both sides of the equation. We've been on both sides of this mystery. We've betrayed others, and we have been betrayed by people we loved. And there's pain on both sides. There are no winners when it comes to betrayal. A relationship is scarred and even broken on both sides. Trust is lost for the one who's betrayed, and then the betrayer is always suspicious. When will they pay me back? I know I would pay my enemy back. Someone betrayed me. Trust is gone. Both sides. Betraying our king, who provides all that we need for this body and soul in sin, that's a heavy load. There are no winners in betrayal. Even David, when he knew that he had sinned against God, David said, "It's too heavy a burden for me, Lord." But here's where the mystery of God's mercy and kindness outweighs the heaviness and the mystery of betrayal. When Jesus dies on the cross, he's taking away the sin of the world. When Jesus is handed over, he's even taking upon himself the sin of betrayal and distrust so that we would be forgiven. By Jesus himself being betrayed, By being handed over to death on the cross, Jesus is dropping the charge of betrayal against us. Jesus is making things right between you and God because he is God. So when it comes to our relationship with God, Christ Jesus becomes the loser on both ends so that you would be the winner. And the betrayal of Christ, there is only one loser, the Son of God. And consider this too, that Jesus, who knew this psalm about him, he knows this psalm is about us. Even then, Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Jesus, knowing that he would be left and betrayed by someone who broke bread with him, by us who break bread with him, who he even offers his body as heavenly, as bread from heaven. He knows that he would be betrayed by every single person who sins, and yet he tells us still, "Look to me. I will not betray you." When you pray, say, "Give us this day our daily bread." And he answers that. He still tells you, "Call to me, give me my daily bread," knowing that we are the ones who share in this bread will sin. He says, "Keep asking me. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will forgive you all your sins." But of course, this doesn't mean we have freedom to sin. How would you treat someone who consistently betrays you and doesn't care? So also it is repentance, which confesses sin and then desires to produce the fruit of repentance, to amend our lives in accordance with God's word. None of those who rebelled against David, none of them lived. None of them lived to see a good ending. Judas didn't want to amend his life and repent. All those who unworthily receive the Lord's bread will destroy themselves. All the betrayers of David and our Lord, they all either committed suicide or died a terrible death of judgment. This is why the Lord's Supper, where we come to share in the bread of heaven, the body of Christ, we do not take this lightly. That coming to the table of the Lord when you live in open and unrepentant rebellion and betrayal against each other and against Christ, if you do not repent, you will face judgment. But for those who believe and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ's words for the forgiveness of your sins, it is they who have this treasure, this mystery. The mystery, it is not solved, but God answers for you. It is we who believe and trust in Christ who are not judged, but forgiven. This same Christ, our brother, our David, he repays our sin with forgiveness. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. God's love, it's a mystery, but it's not. He shows his love to us plain, so that for all the mysteries in life we may face, we know the answer is always Jesus. It's always, "I forgive you." It's always, "I will strengthen you and keep you." Tonight, our Lord, he gives his church the sacrament of the altar. He knows what is coming, but he desires now to repay you with forgiveness. He knows that you will sin again, but he knows his forgiveness will never run out. He knows that his flesh is true food, his blood is true drink. Only don't be ruled by your flesh, but be ruled by the Spirit. As you eat his body and drink his blood, He lives in you. Mystery indeed, but solved when you look and remember the words of your Lord Jesus Christ. I forgive you. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.